Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to continue in the series of the basic business skills to have a pool service business. And in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the skill of customer relations and how to talk to customers and pretty much get things done on your pool route, something that you really need to learn if you really want to survive out there in this competitive environment. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. And I don't think it matters much if you're a more introverted or extroverted person. I'm actually more on the introverted side. So if I'm at a gathering or somewhere where I don't know a lot of people, I don't do a lot of talking. But it doesn't stop me from using my business skills when I'm dealing with customers and clients or selling things to people. So I don't think that really is a major factor. I think what it is developing more or less a confidence in your knowledge and your ability in the business to talk to the customer and to talk your way out of a jam. And you're going to get into many of those doing your own business. And I think this is a skill that, again, you really can't be taught. You have to kind of learn it in this kind of industry. It's different than any other. Every industry is different, I should say. In the pool service industry, you're going to deal a lot with customers when you do the initial bidding, and then you're going to deal with customers when they have problems. And so you may not meet the customer face-to-face on a regular basis, but you have to have some kind of cordial rapport with your customer. For instance, when you're doing the bidding process, you have to be the kind of person that can walk back there. You have to kind of have this level of confidence, not where you have a chip on your shoulder that you know more than everyone else, but kind of a level of confidence where you know what you're doing, at least when you go back there. Even if you're starting out and you don't know everything, it's good to have that kind of attitude that you know enough that you're going to be able to take care of their pool successfully. And I guess I should back up and say that if you don't have the basic knowledge to service pools or to take care of the customer's pool, you probably should gain that knowledge first before you go back there and start bidding or trying to get service accounts, because you end up crashing and burning without at least some basic knowledge of pool care, chemistry, and what you're doing back there. It would be like me going to apply to work in an auto mechanic shop. I have a basic knowledge of how a car runs. I've done my own oil, I've changed my own alternator, I've changed belts, I've done my brakes a couple times. So I have a basic knowledge of auto mechanics, and so I probably get by fairly well. I've also changed my spark plugs. If I were to get hired there, I have like an entry level basic skill, and I can go from there and learn more. And so you kind of want to approach the pool industry the same way. You should have a good grasp of pool chemistry, how a pool works, how a filter works, how a pump and motor works. All these aspects are things that are going to come up, and these will translate into better business skills as you gain that knowledge, because then when you go walk back there for the bid, you're going to feel like you know what you're doing, and so you're going to be more confident automatically there. So the same thing, it's also your personality type. You may, again, I don't think it's a huge factor if you're introverted or extroverted. Of course, if you're extroverted, you're going to have a much easier time out there talking to the customer. But even if you don't have that personality of that people person, you can definitely talk to them and land a service account with just the knowledge of how to do pools. And so that's something that you're going to have to develop, is the ability to talk to the customer. So if you go to their pool and you notice that it's surrounded by trees and you notice it's going to be a lot longer there, you'll have to talk to the customer and let them know that, you know, I'll take this account on, but seeing that it's surrounded by these oak trees here and that it's going to cost me an extra 20 minutes every week here, I'm going to have to charge you a little more money to service this account properly. So if that's okay with you, I'll definitely give you a bid for this pool. I'll put it on my route, and then I'll charge you, you know, this amount a month. Rather than you see the trees around the pool and you don't have the confidence or the business skills to tell the customer there's going to be more money, you take on the account at a regular service rate. You're spending 20 extra minutes there a week and you're frustrated. But at the bidding process, if you had that business skill to kind of just tell the customer how things are at the beginning, you would avoid the frustration later as you're struggling with the pool. So these are all things that kind of add up to making your business run better or worse, depending on how skilled you are at talking to customers. You can also look in the backyard at the bidding process and see that their pump and filter are really old and on their last leg. And you're going to tell the customer, you know, Mr. Jones, I'm not trying to, you know, upsell your equipment right when I'm doing the bid, but I can tell you right now by looking at your equipment, it is pretty old and it's been there for 15 or 20 years. So just keep in mind that as part of me doing the pool service, one day in the future, I may call you and letting you know that the motor has died. And hopefully it doesn't happen the first 2 weeks, because then that looks kind of, you know, fishy to the customer. But let them know ahead of time that their equipment is old. Rather than taking on the account and not mentioning it at the bidding, and then 2 months later calling them saying that the motor went out and getting these kind of, you know, the feedback like, or the questions like, well, why didn't you tell me that when you were bidding, or I was running fine before you started servicing the account. All these things come back to the basic communication, business skills that you develop and that you're able to kind of stop this from happening at the beginning when you start your relationship with the customer. That's why service agreements are important. So you want to have a service agreement letting the customer know what you're going to do each week at the pool and letting them know what they're responsible for, which is filling the water to the proper water level, allowing you to have access to the pool every week and things of that nature. So the service agreement is also an important aspect of your business model. And then this business skill comes in handy when you have a problem with the customer. So if they call you and say that, you know, the pool has algae on the step areas, can you come by and check it? Because you were here 2 days ago and the algae wasn't there, or you didn't brush it properly. They're on your case about something. And it's only human nature not to take the criticism properly. And this is a business skill that's developed over time. I guess if you work in the return area of any kind of business, you'll develop the skill quickly. My niece worked at Kohl's in the return, customer service return area for about 6 months, and she developed the skill of being very patient with people. And I think, you know, not everyone can have that kind of background, of course, or spend time in customer service in the return area. But if you ever return a product, you know that there's people in line that are getting irate and upset, and probably the best people to handle are the ones that remain calm. And so the same thing when you're dealing with customers that are maybe bringing up an issue that maybe is not something you did, maybe it's pre-existing, but they're blaming you for it, or they're getting a little bit excited about it, you have to have that business skill to take it back down to a normal level. And again, this takes time, and you could lose your patience with the customers. It happens, and everyone's human. I've done this before, and it's a failure when you lose your patience, of course, because the customer is always right. In other words, they're paying you to do their pool, so you want it to appear like they're always right, I guess. And so if you get upset with them and lose your patience, you could lose that account. And if you lose $100 a month account, that's $1,200 a year you just lost there by losing your patience. So develop this skill. It's a crucial skill to have, and it's kind of a skill of diffusing things. And so you want to talk to the customer down and say, you may have missed the algae. You'll definitely stop back by. You're going to be in the area again tomorrow, and you'll definitely stop by back by and treat it. And this won't happen again. And so this is a good way to diffuse it, even though you may not have missed it. It may be something that developed. Who knows what happens sometimes. You may have missed it. You know, these things you don't really know until you go back and check out the problem. A lot of times the customers will call you back for something that's a false alarm, and you just want to kind of brush it off and not worry about it. If you make a big deal out of it and argue with them, you can lose the account. So you're not being a pushover in any way. You're just being someone who knows that they're actually paying you every month. But at the same time, there are limits to that. And so you want to let them know that if they call you back for multiple problems that don't exist. You'll have to charge them a service charge eventually for it. But as a courtesy, you're going to come back and take a look at the problem. And so this happens a lot, and you want to just definitely have that customer relation of being able to communicate to them, not only at the beginning when you're bidding the pool, but then later on when there's a problem developing or when there's some kind of miscommunication, you want to be able to be the peacemaker and not kind of lose your temper and lose that account. And last, I think, is the salesman aspect of the business end of it. And so part of doing the pool service is you're actually selling the customer on products, you're selling the customer on equipment, you're selling the customer on other things that they need for their pool. And so to have that kind of salesman attitude is kind of essential. And again, you'll develop this as you sell more products to the customer. Some people are naturally good at this. If you ever go to a car dealer, you're going to see that there's some of the car dealer salespeople that are much better at selling than others. And again, it could be some personality things like introvert versus extrovert. It could be that they just have more street smarts and they are a better salesperson. Many different factors, but as a pool service provider, as a business owner, you're going to have to develop that salesperson personality, not to a point where you can sell them, you know, everything under the sun and swampland in Florida, but to a point where you can actually sell them a new filter when they need it, or sell them a new pump, or sell them an automatic cleaner, or sell them on some other kind of service that their pool needs. And this again goes back to that knowledge, ability to have the knowledge of the pool industry. So I go back and I'm working for this auto mechanic in the shop, and I have this basic entry level of, you know, how a car works, and someone walks in there, I wouldn't know how to sell them something for their car because I don't know what they actually need. And so the same aspect of when you start in the pool business, the more knowledge you get, the easier it becomes to sell the customer a new filter, a new pump, or this and that, because you're going to have a better knowledge of how a pool works, better knowledge of what they need. And this won't be something that's going to happen in the first year of the business for sure, but 3 or 4 years down the road, you should be able to identify when the customer needs a new filter or a new pump, or what to sell them or what to recommend to them with the experience. In the same respect, starting out working in the auto body shop or auto repair shop, I should say, I wouldn't know what to sell the customer because I'm new. And the same thing in the industry here. So give yourself a little bit of grace when you're starting out. You're not going to be able to sell a whole equipment pad to a customer. You know, you don't know really what to do because you're just starting out. But later on, you should be able to sell them the entire equipment pad, automation, things of this nature. And again, all of this is tied into getting more experience. So you definitely want to learn the trade that you're in thoroughly. This comes by reading the different trade magazines out there. It comes from watching videos, listening to podcasts like this one here, other podcasts, whatever you can do to get more knowledge in the industry. And this will give you that business skill to sell things to the customer, also to smooth over any kind of troubles you run into. And the knowledge of the industry is crucial. And I don't think in the first one or two years you can have enough of it, but you'll have enough of it to get by and to make it if you can just keep your patience and if you can just kind of have that level of confidence when you walk back there that you know what you're doing. That goes a long way in anything. I was at a car dealership looking at cars a couple years ago, and the guy that was helping us, he was new, he just got out of the military, which is a good background because he was, yes sir, yes ma'am, but he doesn't know anything about cars. This is like a second week on the job, but he was very energetic, and you wouldn't know that until later I started talking to him and realized that he just came from another state, but he had the attitude that I know was going to be successful because he projected confidence, not knowing anything. And I actually was test driving a Tesla, which is funny, a used Tesla, and he didn't know how to turn it off. And neither did I, of course, because I never drove a Tesla. So it was kind of funny, but he projected he knew what he was doing until we parked a Tesla and he couldn't turn it off. Not that I'm buying a Tesla any day soon, maybe a Cybertruck one of these days, but that's just a funny thing. But it shows that if you have the confidence, you can do it in the industry here or any industry that you're in. And for that regard. And so develop those business skills because they're going to really pay off later as you start to get really into your service business and develop it and grow it. Having those basic communication skills that's required to talk to the customer is essential to be successful in any business, but more so in the pool service business where it's a lot of customer relations and a lot of troubleshooting and a lot of interacting with customers on a regular basis. And if you're looking for more help with your pool care, you can definitely check out my website, swimmingpearllearning.com. And if you're starting out or if you want to enhance your business, check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. And there's a lot of great benefits there, including the ability to call me and text me in real time. You can learn more about that again at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.